As we come to this supper, I was thinking about my watch. I have a watch. I've had this watch for about 12 years. And after about 12 years of running well, something broke. Something broke on my watch. Something on the outside. The inside was running fine, but something on the outside broke. And it needed to be repaired if I was going to continue to use it. I've been happy enough with this watch. So I wanted to repair it. But there was a problem. The repair cost was nearly twice what I originally paid to buy the watch 12 years ago. It just didn't make sense to spend way more than I spent buying the watch just to fix it. So I went back and forth. My poor family just heard me talking about it over and over and over. Should I repair it? It's just so expensive. It seemed like, on the one hand, it seemed like a terrible waste just to toss the watch in a drawer and or just throw it away when essentially it was still in great condition. But it also seemed wasteful to spend more in repairs than I originally paid for the watch. Eventually, I paid to have the watch repaired. And I am still in agony about it. Part of me says, I paid way too much to restore this watch. When we come to this supper, Jesus says, this is my body given for you. This is my blood shed to remove your sins. Jesus paid way too much to redeem us. And he didn't regret it. He doesn't regret it. He's glad for it. He so treasures you that every drop of his blood was worth it to him. And it pleased the Father to spend the Son in that way. God is pleased with Christ, and now God is pleased with you because of Christ. So come to this table, see the great cost of these elements, willingly paid to redeem you, to redeem me. See the love that counted it worth this cost. In this meal, we take bread. The bread is expensive bread, the bread from heaven, come down to us. Christ, come down from heaven, taking human nature. Costly bread, the body of Jesus offered for us. In this meal we take wine. The wine is the blood of Jesus, a blood that was shed by a sinless man for a sinful people. The cost of this blood was a virtuous life snuffed out to save sinners. Very expensive. So when you take the supper, you're making a statement. You're saying this. You are saying, I sinned so bad that it took a huge expenditure to pay for the mess I made. I fell so far that it took the Son of God in heaven coming all the way down to earth, all the way into the grave to come and get me from how far I had fallen. And he did it. Jesus came. Jesus lived well. Jesus died, living righteously in my place, dying as punishment in my place on the cross. He lived and died for me. That's what you're saying if you eat this bread and drink this wine. In faith, I believe it. In faith, I receive it. I'm feeding on it. I keep feeding on it. Jesus is the one who arranged this new Passover meal. And he says, do this in remembrance of me. And as you do it, he says, I'm going to feed you. I'm going to grow that new life that I've started in you. If you have come to know God the Father through the work of Jesus Christ the Son, by the work of the Holy Spirit in your heart, and if you're a member in good standing of a gospel-believing church, we invite you, come, take this supper. But if you don't know Jesus in this way, we're really glad you're here. Just sit back, take it in, Don't come and take the bread and wine, though. It would not help you. But remain. Talk to us about it. We'd love to talk more about it. You are welcome here among us. Now let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we pray that you would take the bread and the wine that you told us to take and set aside. And we pray that you spiritually would feed us. Feed us with yourself. Keep us dependent on you. And make us to be glad in you, hopeful in you. Hopeful for the change that you are producing, and you are committed to producing all the way in us. Lord, we have something precious to share with the world. So work in us that we find it easier and easier to speak of the great salvation that Christ has wrought for us. Be with us in this supper, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.